The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
Welcome to my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middle-aged brother, Travis.
Step on my applause.
I'm your middle-aged brother,
I'm your baby's brother, Griffin McElroy.
And I'm your middle-aged brother, Travis McElroy. Fuck you.
Getting what? Started quick.
Like the Chilean miners emerging from their mysterious hole, we have returned to the great District of Columbia. Great district you got here.
Maybe the best district in the whole country.
Maybe the best district I know about.
The capital. And do you all get peeved? Do you get seriously T-O when like people in Austin are like, it's the live music capital of the world? Y'all should be like, you can't just say that. We're the capital.
Yeah, all right, wait, are you the capital of the world?
You're the terrifying press conference capital of the world. I have yet to see a press conference come out of DC where I'm like, oh, great.
It never starts with, we did it!
Yay! Okay, so we were in Brooklyn yesterday. Was anybody at the New York show yesterday? And that was a lot of people. We usually travel by like plane whenever we do multi-city tours, but we took the Amtrak down from...
A lot of Amtrak employees here.
Yeah.
To their credit, it was extremely chill.
It was fucking
great.
It
was the fucking best.
I
actually had a moment where I was like, are they going to tell us to put our seatbelts on and our tray tables on?
Once you get seats, of course, because the moment when you don't have seats is
very
when
scary.
You're traveling with eight people is harrowing and terrible.
We need to talk about, this is technically a one-man intervention for the two of you, because your train behavior, it left something to be desired.
Is there something specific you're referring to here?
Okay, the entire time we've been together, all of us and like the family will be like hanging out talking about real shit, and then these two will be just launch into a deep Poirot talk. Just do a deep Poirot dive into the mysteries. I'm not well versed. And when we were on the train, these two were so fucking sure a murder was gonna happen. So the entire time, like, Travis got up to go to the dining cart and would come back with a coffee, and Justin would bust out a little notebook and be like, 9:50 a.m., Travis went to coffee.
Travis did literally say to me when I went to the dining cart, when I got back, just so you know, 9:35 to 9:43, in case you need an alibi.
I guess you assumed each other was the killers?
Yeah. Because it's always someone they've mentioned. The book never ends with, it was that guy.
Yeah.
That's the definition of a cozy mystery, Griffin. Everybody...
And so I've been reading. It always happens on a train. The thing I'm most impressed by in Poirot books, everybody knows the minute things happened.
That's true.
Everybody's able to say, well, I was there at 9:42. I'm like, are you just checking constantly?
See, Trav, back then, in the olden times, clocks were like TVs. Mm. So That was the most fun thing you had to do. Be like, oh, I've never had a 1017 just like this before.
Also,
can't wait to see what 1018 has in store.
Probably just some sort of illness.
Yeah, probably cholera.
That will kill me.
Probably cholera. Hope I don't get murdered.
The reality of a train murder is that trains are so big that a murder could have happened like four cars in front of us and we would never have known.
A train could have happened in the quiet car and I'd be like,
that's the perfect crime. Hold on. Let me write that down.
Who did it?
Can we get some, I'm going to sound like Eddie Vedder here, but can we get some more monitor? Because the echo's a little rough. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, should we start doing the shit?
Sure.
Yeah.
So we are going to do some questions and some Yahoos and some stuff, and then towards the end of the show, we'll take some audience questions, and I take it that everybody knows the rule for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And don't start lining up. We'll call on people.
We'll call on people. Yeah, yesterday, the Brooklynites got very horny for it, and it was like a TED Talk.
We didn't even measure the horniness in here. Are y'all horny for this one or what?
Whoa!
Horny meter's off the charts.
That's three boners. We've never gotten that far.
God knows that when I am horny, what I do is,
yes! It's happening!
But the alternative is the entire audience, and please God, this is not a call and response, I'll leave this stage. But if the entire audience was like, let's do it.
Or just silence. How horny are you?
Justin, hit me with that first question.
Thank you for bringing me this podcast I've never listened to. And so basically it's just three brothers talk about how horny they are and what that sounds like.
Yo, no, this is an important distinction. We're not horny at all.
No.
No.
I could not be less horny.
I'm a little horny. 2 months ago, I worked a table for my... Okay, listen. 2 months ago, I worked a table for my library consortium at the county fair.
What's that? That's some Justice League. Library consortium?
The library consortium.
The League of Books.
I worked for the League of Books. I took a walk to get a lemonade. And a gentleman manning one of the carnival game booths said hello to me as I walked by. I said hello back.
There's your first mistake.
They are just trying to get your attention. And I said hello back, and then as I continued to walk away, he said, what kind of family you got? I have polled a lot of people, and no one knows what this phrase means. Is it a pickup line? Is it a conversation starter? Is it a code phrase for carnies? I deeply regret not asking the man himself for the moment. I may never know the answer. Any ideas? That's from Still Confused. In Cattaraugus.
You here? Hi.
Wait, what kind of family you got?
What kind of family you got? Can I ask one thing? How badly did I butcher Cattaraugus?
Oh,
hell
thank you.
Yeah, what's up? No scope! What kind of family
I
you got?
I cannot think of a sentence that the meaning of it changes more depending on the tone of the delivery.
That's true, because there's like a youth pastor delivery.
There's a youth
that.
Pastor delivery. I mean, the wording is criminal. But it could be just, oh, what kind of family you got? And it's just like asking, like, you know, you married, you got kids. It's, I guess, a succinct way of answering a bunch of questions all at once. But there's also a, like...
How horny are you kind of way.
What kind of family you got?
Maybe you're playing some kind of, like... family card trading game. What kind of family you got? I got...
I'm going to play some swamp energy on my son, Jeremy.
I'm sorry, my Jeremy's tapped this round.
My Jeremy.
Go, uncle.
I have a blue-eyes white Jeremy.
Okay, that's all well and good, but what kind of family,
what kind of family
you got?
What
if the answer that that person's hoping for is like, bad, take me away.
Yeah.
Take me to Des Moines with you when you go. What, why does, okay, let's look at this in the lens of a carnival professional.
Yeah,
why
do wait, they give need, me a second.
Okay. Okay. All right, go on. Why do they need, what information do they need for carnival activities that could be answered?
I mean, it's a grift setup. Yeah,
right.
Like, there are very few carnival games that I feel like are like, oh, I've got a fair shot at winning this one.
Everybody without an uncle only has to knock over two milk bottles. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I guess it also doesn't make sense that, like, are you trying to figure out if it's a wealthy family?
Yeah.
That, like, has not, or a very gullible family.
Wait, okay,
who loves SpongeBob SquarePants?
What kind of family got stupid and rich enough to keep buying frogs to flip into those stupid leap pads? Let's do it.
Here's 100. Keep the frogs coming, my good man.
I have a grandpa who's very proud and confident he can roll the bowling ball up the rails to make it stop in the divot just right, when that will not be the case.
Let me get him.
Let me get him right now.
Get him. Hold on. Let me round them up for you. They all want to try to flip frogs in there. They all want to win a goldfish.
How about a Yahoo answer?
Whoa.
How about this one from level 9000? Yeah, Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. From Yadru Answers user Rhonda. Ah, fuck, there's a banner ad for Destiny 2 at the top, and it's just making me think about the fact that I'm here doing this instead of...
Have you ever thought about the fact that the logo at the end of the Destiny is a fidget spinner?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Anybody here, by show of hands, had an actual moment where they're like, I know I got tickets to this thing, but... Okay,
I've got to become
Thank
legend.
You for your honesty. I had the moment, too.
Yeah. Rhonda asks... Help me prank my stepdad. I love my stepdad. He is so cool. Probably not. At the most, a stepdad can be, like, kind of cool.
Signed, Rhonda's stepdad.
But he claims he is, quote, the king of pranks. I take it back. This is a very fucking cool stepdad. He claims he's the king of pranks, and so me and my mom want to play a prank on him. We looked up a few things, but so far nothing seems good enough. I thought of doing something to his truck, smiley face. That's fucking...
That's an escalation right there.
I thought about lining the undercarriage of his truck with C4.
Get it?
But we live on a farm, and anything we can do outside might hurt our horses if they get in it.
And then wait, get in the truck? Let's go!
Come on,
Why
guys.
Why today, horses? Why today did the horses have to drive our C4 laden truck? Why did they have to try the trap truck today?
No!
And then, I'm not proud of that.
Anything we can do outside might hurt our horses if they get in it. And then there's the emoticon of, like, the colon slash, so it's like, might kill our horses.
The only thing that makes... I know you need to finish the question, but the only thing that makes sense to me is that this question asker is envisioning one of those, like, big holes with vines over it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what they're saying.
A tiger trap. Yeah.
They're making a stepdad trap outside the porch.
Yeah.
What trap are you setting that you're worried about hurting horses but not your stepdad?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Stepdads are typically much more fragile than a horse. That's not true. Horses.
Except on ABC's new comedy, My Stepdad's a Horse. Right on after and before Young Sheldon.
It's all we got.
It's all we got, folks. Sheldon and horse stepdads.
We got 30 minutes of Sheldon and then 23 hours and 30 minutes of horse torture. Let me finish the question. Any suggestions for awesome pranks I can do inside? Me and my mom, thank you. Big laughy face emoticon, laugh on.
Can I say my favorite part of this question?
There's so much to love about this question. How do you pick a favorite?
My favorite part of this question is, but nothing's good enough.
Nothing's good enough for my stepdad.
There's the moments where they've looked at him like, oh, that's, not for the king of pranks.
No. The problem, I would never call myself the king of pranks, because that's painting
you
a
wouldn't?
Huge... What? No, it's painting a huge target on your back.
Yeah.
If you say, I'm the king of pranks, you're basically begging to get pranked.
That's how you end up in one of those YouTube videos where they, like, pretend to throw your son off, like, a fucking ledge. And it's like, ah, it was a baby. And I'm at home like, what the fuck is wrong with, I made you think our kid died. What the fuck,
no!
Guys? Rain it in. A pie in the face. A
Griffin,
bucket of water on the door.
Rain it in. Horses.
You can't
that
just
was nothing.
Say
can't just say insert joke here. Joke to be named later.
Travis, that was a bad bit because you put those in horse mouths. Can you?
How do you like them apples?
No!
Hey!
Oh, it's snap.
That was way worse than mine.
Oats snap was better than how you like them apples, because there's so many creatures that enjoy an apple.
All right, can we get back to the main question?
Whoa!
What? I'm not even doing them now.
I love your unbridled enthusiasm. That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good.
Travis,
I just got in the latest Gallup poll. This sucks.
When Travis does this, by the way, that's what he does to his baby. So he thinks all y'all's babies. Okay. I have an idea for a good prank it's not going to hurt your horses.
Thank you.
Stepdad wakes up, throws off the sheets. What's wet in my bed? It's a severed horse head like in Godfather.
Wait, but Grandpa, said...
But it's not one of your horses, so it's all...
Okay.
So everything's okay.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. It wasn't... He'll freak out, and then he'll look at the face of the horse and be like, oh, it's not one of my horses. No harm, no foul.
Good one, Rhonda.
Good one, Rhonda.
You
got me good.
Okay, it's time for another question. I was trying to...
There's just so few pranks that won't kill a horse.
Yeah.
One time on April Fool's, I did the like bucket of water on the doorframe thing, but we didn't have a bucket, and so I used a foot bath, and I filled that motherfucker up. And then Dad walked into the bathroom, and it fell on him, and it was probably a good 25 pounds of water.
It didn't turn over, right?
It didn't turn over. It just kind of...
Pretty good prank, though.
We also
Dad?
One of our pranks was we shut off the main power switch to our whole house, so it turned off all the alarm clocks in our
house. You got
fired. Hey, Mom and Dad. Hey.
How about a question?
Yep. I work in a small building that is part of a larger facility. There are usually only 6 to 8 people that work in that building. Often, I'm the only one that uses the women's restroom. Every day, the custodian comes and cleans the restrooms. And every day, he replaces the partially used up roll of toilet paper on the holder in the women's room with a different partially used up roll. I don't know what happens in the men's room. The answer, car stuff.
I've always got an engine block in there that I'm... working on, tinkering.
Just car stuff.
I thought for a second you said car talk.
Car talk. That's where they recorded it. I know it's a different role because the pattern or texture of the paper is different each day. We're going to circle back. I don't think we've ever finished up a role in the 10 years I've been in this building. The custodian rarely speaks, so I can't ask what is going on.
Yes, you asked.
Wait, time out. Can you raise your hand real quick if you're here? Wait, can you raise it? Wait, stand up then. I can't quite see you. Are you way in the back? Wait, so like, are you over here? Thank you. Just a little bit of house balcony. Are you standing up? Oh, so you're right there. Okay. Come on. I'm giving you a look.
Are you waiting for him to broach the subject?
You
Let me explain my toilet weirdness.
You can turn the house lights out now. Thank you. It is overwhelming. There's too many people.
Is there more to the question?
Custodian rarely speaks, so I can't ask what is going on. Why is this happening? That's from Perplexed Paper Partaker.
That's such a nice button to that question, because it has nothing to do with the rest of the question. Why is it happening? Well, sometimes life finds a way.
Yeah, just...
Sometimes
people...
When God closes a door, he introduces a bathroom mystery.
So here's the part, the main thing I want to talk about, the first issue that I have with this question, besides the fact that, like, you definitely can't talk to people that don't talk a lot, right? We're good on that.
That's actually the people you should talk to.
Yeah, they got the best stories, like why they're introducing bathroom mysteries into your life on a daily basis.
The people that talk a lot give you everything. The people who don't talk? Ooh.
Justin is taking the mic out of
his stand. I just came up with this thing, still waters run deep. What do you think about that? No, here's the problem I have with it.
What are you doing?
Where are you going?
I'm just feeling the stage.
Whoa!
Okay, so here's my issue. Stop. This is not a big bit. I'm just one to stand up for. Okay, so you say the toilet paper has different patterns.
Act it out.
Every day. Thank you, Travis. It has different patterns every day. That's not how toilet paper works. I've never maintained a big facility, but I don't think toilet paper exchange begins with, yes, let's see. Oh, the 1978 Charmin. They made quintuple ply that year. I think I'll select. It comes in a big fucking pack. There's like 30 of them. You work in a building. I don't understand.
Unless this custodian is Robin Hooding it. Stealing from the sit-go to give to your office.
Mm-hmm. Like he did, like the first day he showed up, they were like, well, that's everything. And, there's supposed to be a page in the back here about how to order more toilet paper. Well, you know what? I'm sure you'll figure it out. And he didn't. He just didn't.
I think, okay, so first of all, you're the only person who uses his bathroom. First of all, well done. That's the dream.
Never quit. You're the only human being who's used that bathroom in 10 years. It's legally yours.
It's your, you could definitely live
literal
there.
Squatter's rights.
If you're the only person that uses that bathroom, wouldn't it be kind of weird if a person came in every day and could look at how much toilet paper you alone had used that day?
Rough day.
Oh, no.
Like, that... Okay, but think about this for a second. Really, if they were switching it out when the roll was exhausted, they would have fucking a decade's worth of data about how much you shit in it's fucking, or pee-pee.
It's fucking custodian Nate Silver just like, oh, went through one in 4 days. What's going on?
Whoa.
Yikes.
Back off on the prunes.
My fucking... toilet life is such garbo that it took me a second to think about what would be a normal amount of time to go through a whole roll of toilet paper. And when I say normal, I mean people normal. Not
Griffin.
Not me. How about another Yahoo?
Yeah.
Okay, but can I say, actually, please ask him and email us. Please just ask. If it's the one about him not wanting to know how much you use the potty, I will just be eternally delighted.
What if he's so excited and he's just been building a conversation starter for 10 years, like, they'll notice.
I thought you were
going to say... They have to notice now,
certainly,
right?
It's been 10 years, they've noticed.
I thought you were going to say he's been building, like, a TP fort.
Oh, thank you for asking. Come in.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Hold on, no, that sucks.
It's my Pato Grotto.
It sucks that I have personified this custodian as a toilet paper collector. That's no
Actually,
good.
As a toilet mermaid is what you dread.
It's okay, Griffin. He'll never hear it because he doesn't talk much. How about another Yahoo?
Yeah, this one was sent in by the delivery man, Seth Carlson. Seth, you're here, right? Yeah. In that sort of zone, in that region. Thank you, Seth. You are killing it. It's from Yahoo Answers user Blurry301, who asks. So, in the emoji...
Wait, why did someone clap?
Are you blurry 301? So, in the emoji movie, can other emojis have sex and have kids? Gotta do this one.
Yeah, I'll answer this. Yeah, they sure can. Because two meh emojis had a son. And they probably fucked.
Real quick, I just Googled the emoji movie DreamWorks just to make sure we weren't burning the Trolls 2 bridge. And
okay,
I think we're
good,
okay.
Good.
Wasn't then.
It was just made by Steven's Movies.
By that logic, Justin, every character in every animated movie was the result of sex.
No, don't. Please don't link them.
Fucking Lightning McQueen. You seem like,
no!
Oh, yeah, driving real fast. Someone had to do it to make him, probably.
No, wait. Did you see Lightning McQueen's parents?
I've never seen a Cars, but I assume no.
Really? It's really good.
Wait, okay. Does anybody know?
You don't see Lightning McQueen's parents.
Wait, Travis, I'm trying to IMDb this.
No, we heard a firm no.
Somebody
was very confident. No!
So that's what I'm saying. If you don't see their parents, they could just be a creation of God from mud and ribs. And then he breathed life into
car
them.
God.
Car God.
Car God. Cannot have ribs.
What?
This car cannot have ribs and bones.
Griffin, hold on. Have you ever built a car?
I have not.
So for all you know.
Why are these movies so chicken shit? Show me the Inside Out emotions parents making love before I meet the characters. And there'd be a little horny emotion, and they'd be like,
We have talked a lot about horniness.
We're in the horny capital of America, baby.
The Washington Monument is basically a boner.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
Finally, someone makes that observation. So here's the thing. You saw his parents, and they were both meh emojis. And then he was a meh emoji also, which also makes you think that the emojis can die. Seems weird. Because if they can fuck, they can die too. So what I'm saying is if we all try hard enough, we can kill the cats. In the emoji movie, apparently, because we know they're mortal because they fuck.
Is emoji death when you use it?
What do you mean?
Like in the movie, is it like they're all afraid of getting tapped? They're all afraid of, well, that's sex. They're all afraid of being used, well, sometimes.
They probably covered this in the film, Travis.
I don't want to recount the plot of the emoji movie for you, Travis.
My question is, when you were watching the emoji movie, and there was Patrick Stewart, and he was a little turd, and everybody else in the theater was delighted, were you looking thinking, that Patrick Stewart turd's gonna die one day? That Patrick Stewart turd was the result of sex and is also going to die one day.
Oh, his son's in the movie, and he's voiced by Patrick Stewart, which is sad also. Just because Patrick Stewart shouldn't be doing things like that, he knows
twice.
Better. Twice.
He voices his own son?
No, I'm sorry I phrased that poorly.
Okay.
That would be really cool, though. You're
that
right.
That would be a great...
That would be a better
movie.
That would
have been the one fine artistic choice they had made.
Well, why would they need to give the... It's still the shit emoji. Why does it need a better voice? Like, it should be the same voice. Wait, that would indicate that they are reproducing... Like, if they don't have discrete genetic material.
All these characters are fucking, Justin. We've covered it. There's a movie called Storks, which I watched some of. Because it was on and Henry was watching it, and then I kind of watched it a little bit.
You walked in and Henry was like, check it out, dads.
I finally figured it out.
It's so, birds or whatever.
So, but in that one, they get letters. They're like, I want a baby, and they put it in a machine, and then a baby comes out. I am now recounting the plot of Storks. My life has taken a strange turn. And I saw that, and I thought, bullshit. There's some kids watching this that are like, haha, you used to be a letter. And it's like, nuh-uh. Their parents fucked. You need to learn about this stuff someday.
It could be both.
This live show has taken a really fucking weird turn.
Okay,
but
in the plot of Boss Baby,
be cool, everyone.
Be cool, everybody. They divide babies into babies that would be good at business in heaven. Sorry, it's in heaven. They divide babies that would be good at business and babies that deserve families.
My
applause, if you've seen this fucking movie, please cheer if I'm telling the truth. Thank you.
This is some fucked up The Giver shit.
Yeah. Babies that are good at business and babies that deserve families, which on a certain level, I get it.
Because, to be fair, people who are good at business, they don't deserve
families. Do you ever see a baby doing business and also with a family, and you just think, how do they do it?
They have it all.
They have it all. God, we just talked about the Emoji Movie for 10 minutes.
No.
It's coming in hot. Hold on, there's a hot one coming in. It's coming in hot, direct to me, where I took a screenshot. Hold on.
Looking at Justin's pictures.
No, you're looking at this picture. It's a haunted doll watch. This is coming in hot.
Ooh, wait, go back?
What? Sorry?
Wait, go back?
You just want to enjoy it one more time? This is not good audio, so we'll just be quick about this part. This is the haunted doll we're talking about today. It is Nativius.
Okay.
Nice non-haunted name to start out with.
Nativius?
Nativius. So this is from a paranormal investigation group that photographs private homes, hopefully with
consent. Come on in! Please, photograph all my stuff. Stranger.
Just let me know if anything's weird or whatever.
So here's the Nativius story. Spiritual possession.
Every Christmas, I love going to church and hearing the Nativius story of the spooky baby Jesus. Woo!
So, Nativius's original whereabouts are a mystery to Carla. Now, I've heard some pretty good opening lines to the novels before. That's a very good opener. All she knows is that one day she came home from work, and there in her fenced-in backyard was this doll. Well, that sucks.
Nice. No, cool. Free doll.
Yeah.
Well,
free ghost.
Also, I love that there could be no other explanation.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, somebody threw it over your fucking fence. I borrowed that one.
Because it was haunted.
Yeah.
She was lying on the grass under the bird bath. Carla was baffled as to how this doll even got into her locked 8-foot-tall fence. So suck an egg. Nobody can throw a doll 8 feet. She checked
it. It was a bird. Totes.
It was Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay Packers quarterback is the only one. I got to get rid of this fucking doll.
She checked with all her neighbors, but no one knew anything about the doll. Now fucking hold the phone. You're telling me that somewhere on earth, someone got to have the delight of...
Hello, my name is Carla. Did you drop this doll? I believe it has paranormal proximity.
She was really intrigued with this doll. She wasn't a collector of such items, but if you're a collector of haunted items and you find another haunted item, I do not trust you very much.
But who isn't a collector of them and sees a doll and goes, ghost doll?
Yeah, cool ghost
doll.
I've
never had experience with this before, but why wouldn't I assume?
She felt this strong pull of energy almost freezing her in place for a moment. Carla immediately knew this was something bigger than she had ever experienced.
Justin, can I say my favorite word in that whole thing?
Ejaculation?
No. Almost?
Almost.
Almost freezing her in place.
Almost.
But it didn't.
But it didn't.
Carla, but I could have sworn for a second I almost could have been frozen.
Freezing was on the table.
It was an option I could have taken.
Carla called her friends that night and told them what she found. Most of her friends laughed off the whole spooky doll thing. But Carla's one friend, Mia, said, I'll be over tomorrow and we'll try to speak with her. This is the fucking mumblecore of haunted, haunted doll stories.
I do like, and maybe this is just miswording, but Carla's one friend, Mia.
Yeah, Carla's one friend, Mia.
One real friend.
One real friend.
If you can't like Carla at her worst, you don't deserve her when she calls you to say, hey,
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers threw a doll over my 8-foot fence. Will you come check this shit out with me?
I love this running theme of, can you imagine if you're one of her other friends who gets the call like, hey, this is going to seem random, but I've got a haunted doll. What?
I only hear from you when you have haunted dolls. You never ask about Jeffrey.
So this so Carla heard a loud noise. She found nothing out of place. That's not a story.
It's a bad story, yeah. It's
not a story, really.
I thought something happened, but it didn't anyway.
It didn't. I swear to God. The next evening, Carla's friend Mia came over. This is the only haunted doll story I've ever read that had fucking time lapses. So anyway, nothing happened for a little bit.
That has a B plot.
B-plot?
And also, Mia was going through some shit.
And then Mia's boyfriend was like, the baby's not mine. Carla had already told her what happened last night. Mia was ready to question this doll. Let's hope
she had to really psych herself up.
Yeah. They set up an old, small VHS video recorder for reasons that are just beyond me. Because it's 1988. They turned the lights off and lit a bunch of candles. They sat at the kitchen table with the doll in the middle of the table. They began to ask her all sorts of questions, but nothing was happening. I wish there was a period there, and that was the end of the listing. So anyway, give me $40 for this. All of a sudden, Mia jumped out of her chair and yelled, ouch. Mia pulled her shirt away from her shoulder, and there on her shoulder blade was three fresh scratch markings that made the skin red and raised.
All right, listen, we were all making a lot of jokes, but then shit got real.
Did she die? What if the next sentence was, and then my only friend Mia did die?
Well, to be fair, this is all written in second person.
Yeah. So,
and then Carla's friend Mia died.
Hang in there. It's about to take a quick turn. We started to watch the video the women had made. So this is like switched person now.
What the fuck is fourth person?
It was 2 hours and 52 minutes long. Okay. You're watching this video with your...
It was directed by Peter Jackson.
Yeah. You're watching this video with your friends. At what point in the 2 hours and 52 minutes you're like, we should do something
else?
Can
we please do anything else?
Whose idea was this?
Whose idea was this? So at some point in the video, a little over an hour, whoosh. You made it that far. Oofa doofa. We heard a woman's voice. It was raspy, with a touch of southern accent in it. Nice.
Well, hey, y'all!
Like the lady who used to narrate Great Chefs of the East. That was me editorializing. Okay. When they asked her name to these voices or whatever, the word Navidius was spoken, and the woman started using her name, Navidius, to ask questions. And then they received more responses. We heard the year 1892 spoken when they asked what year she was born. She would never give a year to the death, but she did use the word noose when asked how she died.
Damn.
Can I just say, how do you say the name was Navidius and like late 1800s is where you think Navidius came from?
Navidius is absolutely, this is the end of the listing. There's a lot more. I'm giving you the abridged.
Fuck.
Navidius is absolutely not a doll for the beginner. Although we do not feel as though Navidius is harmful, we do feel that she has negative energy about her, and this should be taken into serious consideration before bidding on her, doll stand not included. So that's your haunted doll watch.
How can you say?
I got a Samsung 55-inch. I'm trying to upgrade, get the 4K television. Also, it scratched my friend real bad on the shoulder. No negative energy, though. It scratched the fuck out of my friend, but do get this TV.
It's fucked up one way or the other, because you're either saying, it scratched my friend, but we haven't got any proof, or we haven't got any proof, but I think she's terrible. Like, well, she hasn't done anything. It's cool. It's fine. Hi, folks. Travis here. I sure hope you're enjoying this live show episode. We had so much fun recording it. You may find yourself wondering, why are we putting up the DC episode when we recorded the New York show first?
We're saving that just for a little bit. It will go up. We didn't lose it. There were no problems with the audio or anything like that. But you're going to get the DC show first. And if you came out to the shows, or even if you weren't able to make it, I just want to say Brooklyn, DC, and Boston were all so amazing. Thank you all so much for having us and coming out and supporting the show. Looking forward to all our future tours. But I do want to take a second here to tell you about some of our sponsors this week. First, we're sponsored by my brother and me, favorite and friend, Nature Box. I took Nature Box with me both on my vacation and on my tour. Enjoyed those snacks wherever I went, because right now Nature Box has over 100 snacks that taste good and are actually better for you. And they're not lying. These snacks are delicious no matter what kind of snack you like. If you like salty, they got salty. If you like sweet, they got sweet. And in fact, you can actually get additional things too for just a little bit of an extra charge. I got some beef jerky, some meat protein bars that were really good. I just had these mini crispy snickerdoodles that were amazing. And of course, my favorite, the Asiago cheese crisps. So if you haven't checked out Nature Box, why are you waiting? Go to naturebox.com/mybrother. Because right now, NatureBox is offering my brother and me fans 50% off your first order. So go to naturebox.com/mybrother for 50% off your first order. Go check it out, naturebox.com/mybrother. We're also sponsored this week by Blue Apron, another personal favorite and show favorite of ours. I use Blue Apron all the time. We get the shipments. It makes cooking not only easy and fun, but also you get to experience new and interesting dishes that maybe you'd never think to make for yourself. Coming up are summer glazed vegetable and egg paninis with Calabrian chile mayonnaise and caprese salad, soy glazed pork and rice cakes with bok choy and marinated green beans. This stuff is incredible. And for less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. So you don't even have to go out and buy anything. It all comes to you in the box. Blue Apron knows you're busy, so they're offering 30-minute meals. And these meals are made with the same flavor and farm-fresh ingredients you know and love and are ready in 30 minutes or less. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/mybrother. That's blueapron.com/mybrother. One more. We're just hitting all the big names here because we're also going to tell you about MeUndies. MeUndies is close to my heart and close to my butt. I love them so very much. They're dedicated to being the most comfortable pair of underwear you will own, made from a sustainably sourced, naturally soft fabric that is 3 times softer than cotton. Ultimate feel-good undies for when you want to feel naked, but not actually be naked. I know that that's a complicated emotion that we've all experienced. And when you want that, MeUndies is the way to go. And they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They guarantee you will love your undies or your money back. To get 20% off, free shipping, and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, and get the underwear that is dedicated to being the best and softest you will ever own, go to MeUndies.com/mybrother. That's MeUndies.com/mybrother. It's a limited time offer, so what are you waiting for? Go to MeUndies.com/mybrother right now. I got a special personal message here in the Jumbotron section. This message is for Darla and Stefan, and it's from Dory Joe. Dear Darla and Stefan, happy anniversary. I couldn't think of a better way to appreciate you both than to have it said by our favorite three wise men. Well, hopefully I'm the favorite because it's just me. Thank you for introducing me to this fountain of truth, also known as MBMB. Fountain of truth? That's really good. Very clever. Congratulations on 4 years of successfully married life. Here's to many more. I love you, your favorite sister, Dory Joe. That's so sweet. Hey. And congratulations to you, Dory Jo, on being a great sister. I also have another message here. This is for Evan, and it's from your middle sister, Emma, and your sweet baby brother, Will. Happy birthday, Ev. We love you so much. We wanted the McElboys, well, once again, just me, to acknowledge your birthday. After all, it's your fault. We love them so much. Here's to 26 more years of being the world's best sister and the oldest member of the world's second best threesome of siblings. So thank you, everybody. We're going to get back into the show now. I hope you're enjoying it, and I hope you continue to.
Hi there. I'm comedian and movie buff Ricky Carmona, and I'm excited to tell you about a new show I'm doing called Who Shot Ya? Join me, LA Weekly film critic April Wolf.
I'm going to call Star Wars when it comes out the Clint Howard Project.
Film reviews editor for The Wrap, Alonzo Duraldi.
Everything Charlize Theron knows about killing somebody with a high-heeled shoe she learned from single white female, trust me.
And our dope-ass friends each week.
I think we need to end this pernicious belief in our society that there is anything remotely fuckable about rich dudes who are emotionally unavailable.
So if you're tired of whack opinions and you're looking for a smart, funny film discussion show, check out Who Shot Ya, Son? That's what we do. And you can find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you want to do?
It's audience question.
Let's do some audience questions. Let's do a lot.
All right. Can we get some house lights?
We will call on some folks if we can get some house lights so we can see any of them. I see like four hands, but... all right, let's start on the right side. I see somebody holding a hat up. Person who's holding a hat up. Because of your creative flagging technique...
Can we get a little bit more house?
Yeah, just
a little bit less us.
Yeah, it's extremely us.
Intimate.
There's just not a good way for you to do this, is there, friend?
I've got baby fingerprints.
You walking around. Keep coming around.
You're doing great. I've got baby fingerprints all over.
Do you
want to
do?
Glasses.
Let's do. All right, we'll do you first, and then we'll do you. Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. My name is Marco.
You can angle the mic down if you want.
Yeah, if you could. Thank you.
Hi, Marco.
Long time listener, first time question asker.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
So I work at a local Ace Hardware.
Cool.
And it's great. It's locally owned. So I got to meet a lot of people. You know, super great. It's great because.
Do you have a section? Is there like a certain area that you're?
Yeah,
like...
I mix paint.
Oh, that's nice.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of fun. But
do people ever just say like, "Surprise me"?
I feel like when they're surprised, it's probably bad for me.
Can I ask you a question that you'll probably have like a dope answer for?
Sure.
What's your favorite color? Because I bet it's, and my expectations are sky high right now.
Stand and deliver, Mark.
You know reds that are like the most red, but not like pink. But like red.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Sure.
For our listeners at home.
Hey.
Yeah, bro. The most red.
What's the hex code? Like, what are we working with here? Okay,
hey,
so
Paul,
red.
I need a Hennessy and ginger ale, please. Thank you.
So what's your question?
So I love my job, but around closing time, we get a lot of dads who need welcome mats. Like, why not?
I'm sorry, person in the other hat. We are not getting to you this evening.
This will be 30 minutes. Explain everything.
Explain yourself. Hold on, I gotta get comfortable. Paul's not back with my drink yet. We need to stall.
By which I mean, we get a lot of people who come in like 15 minutes before we close. Okay. Yesterday, we had someone come in.
Is it dads wanting welcome mats, though?
Yeah, that happened yesterday.
I have people come over at 10. How are they going to know they're welcome?
You're laughing, but that's literally what he came in for, because he had a party.
Oh, my God.
Did he think people would walk up and be like, oh, all right, bye.
Fuck me, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Now I'm the asshole, all right, bye. I got all this buffalo dip. It's all for me. Jeff, fuck you. Okay. Are you asking how to kick people out of an Ace Hardware?
Kind of. What we do right now is we'll turn all the music off and we'll start turning off lights.
Uh-huh.
Love that.
But I was wondering, is there any songs that you had any ideas of that would help to push people out the door?
Yeah. Yeah.
Only there was a song about a time of closing.
Thanks, Paul.
Is there a song called We're Sold Out of Lumber?
I was thinking,
Oh, are you going to answer it?
No. I have thought about this a lot, and I was thinking, like, what's the song? Roll them out, put them out, put them up.
Sure.
Rawhide?
Yeah, Rawhide.
The song Rawhide.
Rawhide, but you that. Double the volume of it every 30 seconds.
And slow it down.
Until it is, like, weaponized.
Can I tell you a story of my own?
Sure.
When I used to work at Blockbuster Video.
Yeah.
It's a weird show we do that gets a round of applause.
Yeah, I know.
Is it somewhere Blockbuster was like, huh?
What?
Are we back?
PJ Blockbuster of the Blockbuster estate.
But anyway, I used to work at Blockbuster, and they would be open till midnight on holiday. Because for some reason, New Year's Eve was the second biggest movie rental night after.
That's a bummer.
Anybody guess? It gets worse.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, correct, Travis, and whoever else said it.
It's for kids.
It's for kids to keep the kids so you can go smoke cigars with your family. Wrapped in plastic. So anyway, I was working there, and they would be open till fucking midnight on New Year's Eve. And one time, I watched the ball drop on this staticky TV while a woman cruised the Woody Allen movies. And she was, like, unaware of the fact that it was midnight at the end of this year, and a new one was kicking off, and this is how she was ringing it in. And I had a moment where I thought, which one of us sucks more? I was judging her, and I was wearing, like, khakis at midnight and a tucked-in blue button-down. Like, fuck me for real.
Are there worse pants than khakis to ring in the New Year's?
You're setting a bad precedent for your year. Yeah, Rawhide. Very loud Rawhide is going to get the job done.
All right. Thank you. Do we help?
Thank you. Let's go left side. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes, you've been waiting very patiently.
I'm just going to slide this up.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? What's your name?
Ian.
Ian, hi.
Hey. So, I have this friend, and she's a really good friend of mine.
Okay, brag.
Yeah, so far so good. And she has this really big crush on this guy that we work with, because we all work together. I don't want to name names, but we'll just call him Kyle.
Kyle.
So, okay. She has this really big crush on Kyle. Now, Kyle doesn't think that dating at work is okay. And okay. I date somebody that I work with, and I wasn't sure who's right here. Is it okay to date people you work with, or is that a no-go?
This is a real one, Ian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ian.
Sorry if this is a bummer.
You did a real one.
It's a real one, Ian. You should.
The answer to this question is, it's okay to date people who want to date you.
Yeah, pretty much end of.
Yeah.
This has never made sense to me.
Unless it's against company policy, Travis.
That shit will conform around you. It's all malleable.
It's just like,
well,
it is.
If you do want a job, though.
I can't imagine a human
Travis,
being.
You gotta listen to me.
Okay.
Really listen.
Money is exchanged for goods and services. Let's start there.
Okay. So, and you need that. Uh-huh. And sometimes they say, don't. And you may really love the person, but you also love the new Skechers.
Uh-huh.
And you want to buy them with the money you got for labor.
Okay.
So, like, you can't... Do you understand?
I'm following so far.
No, that's the end, actually.
But here's the thing. Can you imagine a human person boss that you went and were like, I'm in love with this person, and they said...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
Well, really? Oh, no, I've been working for myself for too long.
It's 2017. I can imagine a lot of things, Trav. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Maybe they're right. You're right?
No, I think you're... It doesn't make sense because you spend, like, the most time with these people. Of course you're going to fall in love.
Yeah. What's more human than that? You could... Okay.
Wait, what word did we say?
Let me hit you with this. No, we're not dating. But we're very much in love.
Oh.
That's the dream.
Dating's a label. Love is unbreakable. Think about that. That didn't make any sense, but I'm going to put it on a coffee mug and sell it. Did that help?
Justin's been looking for his love for like a month. He's been workshopping a lot of stuff.
I still don't find him somewhere.
Somebody over
Thank
here?
Thank you, Ian. Hi.
Yes, you jumping up, waving. Yeah, come on down.
Oh my God.
Ba-da-ba,
you're gonna play Plinko.
Hi, what's your name?
Is Drew Carey turning into Bob Barker?
Let's not. He got bit, and it's a whole lycanthrope situation. Hi, what's your name?
Anna.
Hi, Anna.
So, as some of you probably know, weed is legal in D.C. now.
What? Bye!
I swear to God I didn't know that.
We walked down a line of 1,000 of you motherfuckers and my pockets are empty.
By the way.
What the fuck?
We've been trying to find a good way to do meet and greets, and that was not exactly it, because I've never had a panic attack quite like running through two lines of people 6 inches apart like,
at one point it did form around us.
We were swallowed whole by the whale.
Okay, so apparently DC is awesome.
DC rules, and?
So I'm trying to get a cannabis card because I'm very above board and also don't know to where to find it.
Okay, so is it like, recreational or medical?
Medical.
Okay.
Oh, are you human?
Oh, wait, you said it's not recreational, it's medical?
Yeah.
Oh, Griffin, are you okay?
Oh, God, it's just like been so achy.
All you have to say is, sometimes I get nervous.
Yeah. Okay, so, what's, you need that card.
My problem is that I need a physician, and since I'm in college, I don't have a grown-up physician yet. As I see it, my options are twofold.
You want me to get my wife out here? Hold on.
No. It's about to get very good.
Come write a weed card for this person, please. She's not coming. I don't know that, but I do know that.
Please explain the options, because I know what the options are, and I'm thrilled to death.
I can either try to meet a new physician day one.
You know, out of the bar.
Give me the other option.
Where do you even meet physicians?
Hold on. I know what the next one is. Tell me, please.
Or I can go to my pediatrician.
Loving it.
I believe you mean weediatrician. Your weediatrician.
Looks like we made it.
Thank you so much for alley-ooping that one to me, by the way. Here's the thing. I got really spoiled living in LA because literally every other building had a green medical cross on it. And that green medical cross basically means, yeah, sure. Because you would walk in and you would literally go, well, sometimes I have trouble falling asleep. And they'd be like,
go.
We don't get your $25 unless we hand you the paper. Yeah, fuck it. What do you?
Feel free to give me a fake name here, but I need to, for the purpose of this bit, I must know your pediatrician's name. Doctor.
Assume it's fake.
let's say Dr. Toboggan.
Dr. Toboggan. But see, he sounds like he would fucking measure you, oh, you're going nice and big and strong. And then he would give you a safety pop. And then hook you up with the green stuff. he sounds like he would sell you weed.
Oh, you seem so big and strong. Like these plants I've grown. Are you cool? You're not a narc, are you? You have to tell me.
You're not a cop. Hey, sit down on the race car. You're not a cop, are you?
Doctor.
Let me just put the stethoscope in there and just check for a wire.
Dr. Toboggan, the weediatrician, is so clean and rad and powerful. I'm inspired by the idea of this thing that we have all created here.
That's
tonight.
A Netflix show.
Dr. Toboggan, the weediatrician.
I need to make some edits to my SNL audition reel.
Right. So anyway, I'm Dr. Toboggan, the weediatrician. That's my Jack Nicholas.
Okay. It's also his Jack Nicholas.
What?
Jack Nicklaus.
Golden Bear, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, how did we get there? Please do this for me.
Yeah.
Can they do it? A pediatrician's a doctor, I guess, right? So they can do it. Do you think they might tell somebody who you maybe don't want to know that you
did
this
thing? Like your parents?
Or just whoever?
But your parents can't give you shit. You need it, the doctor said.
Hey, Dr. Toboggan said. You know him. He's a family friend.
I didn't want to get baked
out of my mind.
I didn't want to watch Adventure Time for 6 hours. I didn't want to. I also don't like Teen Titans Go. I don't know what you want me to do.
I do love Teen Titans Go.
Yeah, when I first went to college, my mom was the one who recommended that I start smoking weed.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
your mom, Mrs. Toboggan.
That help?
Yes, thank you.
Great.
Wait.
I want to pick one right there. Pink. It looks like your hair is pink. Please stand up. I can't tell. All right, come on down. Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's your name?
My name is Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, Renee.
So my partner and I are in a long-distance relationship. We've been together for 6 months.
Okay.
How long?
6 months.
Where do they live?
No, how long distance?
Yeah, where do they live?
Oh, they live in Canada.
Okay.
Sure.
Don't do the thing.
Okay.
Stop. Do you get that every time?
Yeah, I'll
do it. Okay, sorry.
I'm so funny and original.
Yeah, he loves it.
Okay.
So my question is, do you guys have any tips on how we might do a long-distance meet the parents?
Ooh.
He would be meeting my mom.
This is the most high...
You're not meeting each other. So it is...
He and I have met.
Okay.
Have you charted the exact geographic midpoint between the two? If you make a hole with a gun perpendicular through the name of your town in a desktop globe, where's the exit wound? Is it about?
I have not made that calculation.
Okay. You should make the calculation to find the exact meeting point, because that's one option. Is you just drive to like the nearest rest stop?
Otherwise, this is the like most high stakes teleconference, and it'll fail. Like,
Oh yeah. Have you met Skype? It's definitely gonna fuck up.
I'm sorry. Hold on. So you are meeting their parent.
He would be meeting my mom.
Okay,
great. He has to come to your mom.
Yeah.
There is not a world in which you say to mom, you have to come halfway. She doesn't
know. I think we're talking about
a teleconference situation.
And
it's your partner is not going to be like, I'm going to put on this funny filter that's really going to win your mom's over.
Tuxedo, t-shirt.
Yeah, this one makes it look like I have a big bird on my head. Because I'm serious about this, Pamela. Do you hear me?
I love this person.
That's tough. That's a tough putt. Yeah. Why did you decide to do it like right now instead of like at a time where you all were like together?
Who knows when we will all be together.
Yeah, good point. True.
Jesus.
Shut up.
Oh, I thought you were saying Jesus, like, wow, that's a deep question. But no, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus knows.
Knows.
I'm sure Jesus does know.
God knows.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to get real deep in religion?
You know, after 373 episodes, it's important that you know we've been deeply religious
the whole time. Booyah.
I would just wait to do it until anticipation is at a maximum for both parties.
Ooh.
What? Sorry, you want to interrupt my thing with another thing?
No, go on. I stopped myself.
No.
You already fucking...
You already did it.
No, but now I feel terrible. My joke's still good. Hire someone shitty.
Okay.
Have them talk to the parent first.
Mm-hmm.
And your parents are like, oh, they're terrible.
This is set expectations pretty good,
so low.
Yeah,
this is actually pretty
then
good.
Then partner steps in and is like, I'm actually person.
And then like, the mom is being really shitty to the partner. And then you're like, gotcha. And you bring in the real mom.
And then they meet each other, like each other a lot. Neither one of them are the real one. They've both been double punked on my new show, Double Punked.
Hi, I'm Ashton Kutcher.
I'm Ashton Kutcher too. sequel.
For Double Punked. I actually like the bad one. Does that help?
It does, absolutely.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much. All right,
much.
Let's get a middle friend.
Blonde hair, yeah. Yes.
There's no mic here though.
Great pick, Griff.
That's our first Double Punked experience. Hello. Hi, what's your name?
Leslie.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, is this okay? Do I need to back up?
No, you're great. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, talking to the microphone.
Okay.
Nailed it.
You're crushing it.
Okay. Anyway, so I work in a coffee shop, and the majority of my customers that come in are very nice. I see them every day. But 1% of the time, they're kind of dicks. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll fucking sass at me if it's like they give me change while I'm already making them change and then question my intelligence, which, you know, isn't fucking...
No,
it's not nice. So what is the best way to confront somebody who's being a dick to you without just, like, cussing them out? What's the best way to, like, confront somebody and make them not realize that you're actually, like, fuck you to them?
Have you, real quick, have you heard our show before or heard us or experienced us as people?
Which is why I thought that you all would be good authorities on this.
Telling people to fuck off?
You know, here's confrontation. I thought maybe you all would be really good at that.
Here's my sick one. You ready for this? First off, 1% of people, fucking congratulations.
That's congratulations on your miraculous slice of humanity you've carved off for yourself.
Here's my one. You ready? Because this gets fucking nasty. Everybody strap in.
Okay.
When somebody's a dick to you, here's what I like to do really fucking get up. I am nicer to them to try to make up for whatever imagined slight that I've done to make them not like me. Oh, shit.
And then if that doesn't do anything, that's okay.
All right, hold on. I want to throw mine to you, because if those don't work, what I like to do is remember that soon they'll be gone. And I can forget.
The guy
they
who did that was old
existed.
As fuck, so.
No, yeah. We're not talking about death.
Not dead? What? No, I mean from the.
For
from
once,
the
we are not talking about death. We're talking
just
about them
from
leaving the
store,
cafe.
They're gonna leave. Do people die when they leave your store? Are you like a goldfish? If they're out of your cone of vision, they've died?
I didn't mean that.
Once they leave my store, they leave for life.
That's
right. I guess.
You're banned. Start putting, okay, don't say anything, but then do have a big list with pictures behind you of people who are banned from store. So when they come back, assuming nothing's wrong, you can just point like, let me consult my chart.
I love that it's inside and not outside. Like, let them walk in the door like,
look up there, Tim.
I just wanted a croissant.
Be nicer next time.
Just based on the situation that they are coming to you and standing in the same place to deliver this bullshit every time, this is a perfect trapdoor installation situation.
Oh my God.
So rarely is somebody griefing you where you know where they're gonna be when they're doing it.
Yeah. Bad egg. Bye.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bye, Veruca.
Yes.
You're gone.
Anyone did we help?
Yes.
Cool.
Thank you,
Bubbies.
I think it's a Shrimp Heaven Now shirt.
Orange shirt with the poster? Is that your...
Yeah. Come on down.
I promise we didn't pick you just because you bought merch. That is a bad precedent. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, Will.
Hi, Will.
I will say, Will, it is a Shrimp Heaven Now shirt, which I said, and you looked...
You look for the guy.
There's a lot of people here wearing Shrimp Heaven Now shirts in your defense. What's your question?
So I do improv comedy.
Excellent.
You can sit back down.
Wait, hold on. Wait, we're just going to kick it up here and you take it away.
No, whenever I like introducing myself and I mention that I do improv comedy, everyone's first reaction is, why don't you do some right now?
Yeah.
Really?
And
my instinct.
You just described the polar opposite reaction from my own. Okay,
well,
so
they just say like, okay, you're at the DMV. They like they just want some fucking Who's line like right now on the go.
They take it as a challenge.
Why?
Well, that doesn't happen if you say you're a surgeon.
Yeah, cut my butt off.
Yeah, get my liver out. All right, oh, he's not going to do it.
What's your question?
Do I just say no?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fuck off.
No. You say fuck off. That's come, no.
Hey, you say give me a situation. Imagine I'm a guy who's telling you to fuck off.
Now come on. We're not Andrew Dice Clay up here. We're trying to be nice fellas. I think you should get a tight five together. Just have material ready.
But that doesn't get the spirit.
That's what improv is. Do you know what improv is? You can't get a tight five together.
Now listen, you change the names and stuff.
Or
you could do like, or you do this thing. I came up with this thing where it's like, like you're trying to think of it, but you know.
So I'm Dr. Toboggan the Weediatrician. Just like, we'll just go to...
I think, here's the answer. You do it, but they have to play with you.
That's it, you need a partner.
Yeah, I need a partner. Sure, I need a partner. Fucking dead eye and say, sure, I need a partner. Now, okay, but... Well, if they say yes, hang on for the ride of your life.
96% of the time, they're going to say no. Oh, well, no, I don't feel comfortable doing it. That 4% will fucking get you every
and
time.
And I'm Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Straight up, if anyone ever does this to you, just point at wherever you're standing, because I guarantee it's not a stage.
Yeah.
And you're fine. Like, what circumstances is this coming up at the coffee shop, at a bar, at a quinceañera? Like, where are you that they're like...
The only three places you go.
Where are you that they're like, do it now, and it's appropriate.
Okay, but aren't you failing in... Why did you take up the mantle of improv comedian?
You're right.
I assume it was to entertain. And that doesn't just have to happen on a large scale.
What if you just started miming?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like that. Oh, my thing? I will start my thing. You're not going to like my thing. But once I start, I cannot stop.
Does that help?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Will. Thank you. All right, one more. Somebody's now pointing to their poster. I told you, it doesn't work like that. How about on the aisle with two hands in the air with that? Yeah, jumping up. Yeah, you got it. Make your way to the... I picked
either
somebody
one,
furthest from the mic. Oh, no. Sorry. No, not you. No. This person
no,
back
white
here.
Pants.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to the bathroom.
You're going to the bathroom. Oh, my God. No.
I'm so
you're
sorry. Fine. I'm you're so fine. Sorry. Fuck.
I've never felt worse.
Fucking dear shit. my brother and me, I fucked up again. Dear, it's me, Justin.
Jesus, I'm so sorry.
I've never felt worse than I do in this
that
moment.
That sucks so bad.
Fuck, that sucks.
I hope they keep going.
Just keep running.
Don't come back.
You have to move.
You have to pack your bags and move away. I'm so sorry. We don't do that. That's my deepest fear, and I just realized it on a person.
That just sucks. Hi.
Rip my fears large.
Hi,
what's
your name?
Hi. My name is Casey.
Casey, are you fucking sure you want to listen to us about anything?
Casey, we did such a bad job.
Casey, our cred's in the duty pile. All right, Casey, go ahead.
Okay, so I got grifted last year.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it.
Three juggle bucks called me out for going to the bathroom.
Sorry, Casey.
What happened?
Last year I was moving, so I was getting rid of like all the garbage that I had like collected over the years, and like my dad worked at grocery stores his entire life, and so he would come home and just like throw display shit at me and be like, "This is a present," and I'm like, "Okay." he gave me like a Lego Keebler Elf at one point, and the only place that it fit was like at the top of my like big dresser, and it stared at me as I slept as a child, and I hated it for all of my life. So
I want you to know, I'm hooked.
Yeah, this is a fucking good story, Casey.
This is way better than the haunted doll that Justin brought to the table. This is so good.
It was definitely haunted. So I decided to get rid of it last year, and I put it on Craigslist for like $5, and nobody like responded to it for days. And I
makes
was like,
sense.
Yeah, right?
Realize you didn't want it for many years, and you're like, you know, someone else might want it.
Well, you see, about like a week passed, and I started getting like text messages nonstop. Where's this Keebler Elf? Where's this Keebler Elf? Where's this Keebler Elf? And I'm like, I can like, I already moved at this point. It was at my mom's house. I was like, my mom can bring it to you, I guess. And he's like, okay. And so they agreed on the place and gave my mom $5 and went on their separate ways. But after this, I Googled, like, I wonder why everybody's, like, so excited about this Keebler Elf. It was worth $300.
Hold on. To who? Yeah, let me, Casey, I can put your fears to rest. Let me authoritatively say, no, it wasn't.
What website did you go to?
You lost $295, and that's tough. That's a Nintendo Switch. That's a bad beat. It's a PlayStation. That sucks.
5 AAA video games.
But you also missed the opportunity of meeting the most specific pervert who has ever lived. And that is the real crime.
Because here's the thing. That value sounds like gained in a week. Because you put it up and everyone was like, no. And then some news broke. And then suddenly, $300. Casey, what happened?
Yeah. If you have a weird fucking thing and you've never seen one before ever, have you ever seen another one?
No.
Next time, and this is going to help, you should Google it first.
Do the Google's not hard, and it is free. You could Google anything you want. Nobody will tattle.
I have always wanted to meet.
This is my new PBS show, Weird Fucking Shit Roadshow.
Yeah. I've always wanted to meet the person on Antiques Roadshow. Was like, whoa, this boat's worth $1 billion? What?
I sold it a week ago for $5.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, shit. Here's a picture of a boat I used to have.
Is it worth $300 for you to know that you will never have to interact with this fucking Lego elf again, though?
Right?
Right?
It was worth nothing to you. You got $5. That's like 5,000%. I don't know how that works.
0 to 5.
But it was nothing to... That's actually infinite.
Yeah.
Yeah, infinite gain. Congratulations, Casey. You gained infinite.
You've done it.
So no matter how much more it sells after that,
yeah,
you're good.
You gained. Did we help?
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you, Casey.
Let's wrap up. I am going to die from pee inside me.
Okay, this is the second night in a row. Last night, Griffin actually had to walk off stage to go pee. Not tonight, though.
Yeah, don't tell the story. That's taking up precious pee seconds from my life. Thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters, who used our theme song. It's a departure off the album, Putting the Days to Bed. Thank you to the Listener Theater for having us. This place is really beautiful.
All right, Griffin, deep breath. There are probably some posters out there. Thanks, MaximumFun.org, for hosting us. Thank you, Sawbones, for opening.
Woo! Thank you, Sawbones.
Thank you, of course, to all of our families for coming and supporting
or waiting
at home.
We're probably not going to be hanging out because we have a pretty early flight tomorrow. We're flying up to Boston.
But it was so cool to see you all before.
We saw a lot of you out before the show, and that was really great.
Thank you for all the high fives. Thank you to the person that gave me 3 Sour Patch Kids. That was very cool of you. Thank you. Thank you to Paul.
Thank you to Paul.
Yeah, Sam, AEG, for bringing me a drink. Griffin, I want to hear
CAA.
That.
Yeah.
CAA. Thank you to everybody. CAA. Griffin,
final one was from the delivery man, Seth Carlson. Thank you, Seth. It's from Yahoo Answers user Kyle, in all caps, who screams, probably. As a vegan... Can you believe it's September already?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kids, your dad, square on the lips.
I'm Allegra Ringo.
And I'm Renee Colbert, and we host a podcast called Can I Pet Your Dog?
Renee, can I tell you about a dog I met this week?
I wish that you would. In turn, though, can I tell you about a dog hero?
May I tell you about a dog breed in a segment I like to call Mutt Minute?
I would love that. Could we maybe talk about some dog tech?
Could we have some cool guests on, like Lin-Manuel Miranda, Nicole Byer, and Ann Wheaton?
I mean... Yeah, absolutely.
I'm in.
You're on board? What do you say we do all of this and put it into a podcast?
Yeah, okay.
You think?
All right.
Should we call it, like, I don't know, can I pet your dog?
Sure.
All right. What do you say we put it on every Tuesday on Maximum Fun?
Or on iTunes.
Sounds good to me.
Meeting's over.